Why should anyone be led by you? What it takes to be an authentic leader. Authors, Robert Goffey and Gareth Jones. Throughout this summary, the focus will be on leaders who excel at inspiring people. Obviously, the impact of leadership on our lives is profound at work, in our spiritual lives, in sport, and of course, in politics. But this observation does capture a peculiarly modern obsession. The search for authentic leaders. Authenticity at work. The old world was characterized by elaborate hierarchies, by more or less stable careers, and by clear boundaries between organizations. All of this has now changed. Now, hierarchies in most organizations are becoming flatter, driven by the need for faster response times and by the competitive pressure to drive down costs. But hierarchies were not just structural coordinating devices in organizations. Rather, and much more significantly, they were sources of meaning. As hierarchies flatten, meaning disappears, we look to leadership to instill our organizations with meaning. Equally significant is the changing shape of careers. Not so long ago, the psychological contract for many involved movement up a relatively stable career ladder, often with one organization. Those days are gone. Instead, individuals maximize their life opportunities through increasing their human capital, knowing that their organizations can offer little certainty for the future. Effective leadership. Although there is hunger for leadership, leaders are in short supply. We think there are two fundamental reasons. First, organizations desire leaders but structure themselves in ways that kill leadership. Far too many of our organizations encourage either conformists or role players with an impoverished sense of who they are and what they stand for. Neither makes for effective leaders. Second, our understanding of leadership is blinkered. Having reviewed much of the existing leadership literature, both new and old, we find it surprising how little we know. How can we become more effective as leaders and as developers of leaders? The answer lies in an explicit recognition of three fundamental axioms about leadership. Situational. First, leadership is situational. What is required of the leader will always be influenced by the situation. History is full of examples of leaders who found their time and place, but whose qualities lost their appeal when things moved on. For example, some hard-edged, cost-cutting turnaround managers are unable to offer leadership when there is a need to build, but their more adaptable colleagues just adjust to shifting agendas and carry their teams with them. Non-hierarchical. Leadership is non-hierarchical. In fact, we would go as far as to say is the persistent misconception that people who occupy senior organizational positions as leaders has probably damaged our capacity to understand leadership more than anything else. Hierarchy alone is neither necessary or sufficient condition for the exercise of leadership. Relational. Simply, you cannot be a leader without followers. In reality, leadership is a social construct that is recreated by the relationships between leaders and those who they aspire to lead. Making sense of authenticity. Much of literature focuses on the complex process of self-discovery. From that rich seam of research, we take three critical elements. First, authentic leaders display consistency between words and deeds. Leaders who do what they say, who practice what they preach, are more likely to be seen as genuine and therefore authentic. The second element of authentic leadership is the capacity to display coherence in role performances. In other words, despite unavoidable need to play different roles at different times for different audiences, authentic leaders communicate a consistent underlying thread. The third and final element of authentic leadership involves the kind of comfort with self, this internal source from which consistency of a role performance is drawn. Be yourself more with skill. First, to be a leader, you must be yourself. Followers want to be led by a person, not a role holder or a position filler. The context, the thing. Although the link between self-knowledge and the self-disclosure is a central starting point for understanding effective leadership, it is not everything. The world is not that simple. You must be yourself in context. Great leaders are able to read the context and respond accordingly. The skill factor. Knowing yourself and the context are not enough. You must also act as a leader. Since leadership is inevitably a relationship, we focus on the leader's skill in managing relationships and communicating inspirationally and with good timing. Knowing yourself, being yourself, and disclosing yourself are vital ingredients for effective leadership. Take personal risks. Alistair Mann contrasted two modes of thought, the binary and the ternary. In the first, individuals were driven to control, dominate, or seduce others in the interests of personal survival. In the second, interpersonal power is regulated to some extent by a third comer, an idea, a purpose, or an institution that defines what life is about. Great leaders are driven by unbending sense of purpose, and it's that that impels them to take personal risks. What does situation sensing involve? There are three separate but related elements to an effective situation sensing. The first one is made up of observational and cognitive skills. Leaders see and sense what's going on in their organisations and then use their cognitive skills to interpret these observations. The second element of situation sensing is made up of behavioural and adaptive skills. Having observed and understood the situation, effective leaders adjust their behaviours. They adapt without ever losing their sense of self. The final element of effective situation sensing is that leaders use their own behaviour to change the situation. Leaders are not passive recipients of the context. On the contrary, they work with their followers to socially construct an alternative reality. This capacity is what differentiates those who merely react to situations from those who have the capacity to transform them. Remain authentic, but conform enough. Freeze, please, tease. Leaders act within these basic organisational culture models. While effective leaders are adept in revealing appropriate aspects of their authentic personalities at the right time, they are also adept at tuning into the individual, team, and organisational context. Leaders who succeed in being their authentic selves do so with significant caveat. Paradoxically, they accept some degree of conformity. Manage social distance. Effective leaders are able to evoke high levels of emotional responses, loyalty and affection. They can empathise with those who they lead, step in their shoes and get close to them. Yet they also seem able to communicate a sense of edge, to remind people of the job at hand and the overarching purpose of the collective endeavour. Close, but not too close. A sense of closeness delivers two important benefits. First, it enables the leader to know and understand their followers, and second, closeness enables the followers to know more of their leader. Effective leaders take this opportunity for disclosure but remain in other ways interestingly enigmatic. They disclose personal differences and human fallibility, but never entirely. Communicate with care. It's become a commonplace to read in the leadership literature that effective leaders are good communicators. They are, but there is more to it. Skillful leaders ensure that they use the right mode of communication. This requires a fine appreciation of the message, the context, the people you wish to communicate with, as well as your own personal strengths and weaknesses. Authentic followership. Followers are the other side of the leadership equation. They live in the same dynamic relationship but see things from a different perspective. If leaders get the balance right, followers feel comfortable. When the leader has shown enough of himself that the followers know he is not perfect, that has two results. First, it gives them the permission to be less than perfect as well. Second, it tells them that the leader needs the contribution they can make to the team. What do followers want? First, followers demand authenticity. We want our leaders to show us who they are, to reveal some of their real human difference. Second, followers need to feel significant. In simple terms, they need recognition for their contribution. Third, followers need a sense of excitement. At root, a leadership involves exciting offers to higher levels of effort and performance. It's more than simply getting things done or carrying on doing today what we did yesterday. Fourth, followers want to feel part of a community.